Thank you, everyone, for listening to Thank You For Being a Podcast. We are the Golden Girls Podcast, the podcast in which we watch an episode of the Golden Girls, and then we break it down scene by scene. I'm Anthony DeSamito.
I'm Genevieve Rice.
And today we have no guest.
Yeah.
we are in Austin. in a hotel at the Hyatt. We're here for the Altercation Comedy Festival. That already passed. It's been 3 weeks since it happened.
Yeah.
And it was tons of fun.
It was the best time.
Yeah.
We got lizards.
We got a cute tin can cups. Yeah, I'm still recovering from last night. Craziness. Okay, but since you guys probably know our Golden Girls background, maybe we can talk about how Golden Girls has affected our lives today.
Yeah, like since the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah. Well, I definitely get sent a lot more Golden Girls
links.
Yeah, which is very sweet. Which right. is very sweet, but it's weird that like 10 to 20 people will think to send you a link like it's the first time you've seen it.
Yeah.
And there's a weird thing where you're like, I'm really tired of watching this.
Yeah.
But it's also very sweet that they thought of you and sent it to you, you know?
Right.
And
I had to stop letting people just tag me on things.
Like, oh, yeah.
I mean, no, wait. I'll rephrase that. I had to stop letting people post on my wall because it would be the same Golden Girls Lego thing over and over and over.
Yeah. I have tag control, thanks to the 2012 election. So
yay!
Yeah,
tag control.
Yeah, I've had tag control forever. So
yeah,
so I have that control.
Yeah, so. I don't have the tag control right now because I'm feeling a little bit nicer, but I'm gonna put it back.
Yeah. No, I'm never putting it back. a Golden Girls t-shirt or Lego like set or whatever, shower curtain restaurant, like,
and
I much rather prefer that than at the time a No Mama poster that started all this.
So. And I usually look for stuff because sometimes like I'll post on Instagram or Facebook, on our Facebook page, Thank You For Being a Podcast, I'll look for stuff to post. So a lot of times, like, I've seen it already because I looked for it, you know, but sometimes it is helpful, you know, I get tagged in it. I may not put it on my wall, but I do like it. And then sometimes I do share it on our social media outlets. But so thank you guys for that.
Yeah.
but yeah, it's been great sense for me. Like, we have a lot more listeners now. Like, this is really for us, but, but yeah, I cannot look at our stats and just be confident enough that we're getting listened to. So thank you guys for listening.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. It's really been great.
Really, this is for us, and for you. Yay. So we watched, and it was a good episode.
It was a good episode. It's definitely a sad episode.
It's a sad episode. It's a death episode. Or is it? Yeah. We'll find out.
I would argue that it's a life episode.
Life episode. Oh, wow. I like that. I really like that. So we watched season 5, episode 7. It is titled Not Another Monday. Right?
I believe so, which I think has almost nothing to do.
Not Another Monday. Because she says, I don't want to live to see another Monday, like, at one point. So I was like, okay. It sounds like Not Another Monday, like it's a Monday.
This is a Garfield episode.
Yeah. Yes, this is a Garfield episode. So, we, as we do with every episode, Genevieve is going to give us a brief synopsis for the listener who was not there to watch it with us here in this lovely hotel.
Go ahead, Genevieve. Well, Sophia and her friend Lydia are coming back from a funeral of their friend, and Scott, her friend Lydia, who I think was... who is born and probably still lives in the 1800s, based on the way she speaks.
Right. I think it's Martha. Lydia died, right?
Lydia died, and her name is Martha. Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm doing so well out of the gate.
I had to write it down, or else I would not remember.
Well, okay, so it's got Martha thinking. She's got so many health problems. She doesn't want to go out the way that her friend Lydia went out. So she wants to end her life, and she wants Sophia to help.
Yeah.
And
Kevorkian it.
Yeah. So, and then Blanche and Rose and Dorothy decide to take care of a baby for a couple who's going to go camping.
They never say camping. Going into the woods. They're just gonna run or like go into the woods randomly.
We're gonna have a Bigfoot experience. Yeah. Yeah, and basically they take care of
Can't see. She needs glasses.
But she can see how hot Dr. Harry Weston is.
Yeah. She can only see hot men. That's her sixth sense. I see hot men. Hot doctors. And so we start off with Rose is putting a diaper on a baby.
On a chicken.
On a baby. Rose is putting a diaper on a chicken, which is just crazy. And super cute.
And it is a cloth diaper.
It is a cloth diaper. So that's very old school.
And very environmentally friendly.
Yeah. It was almost a washcloth she was putting on the turkey. Or the chicken. Blanche and Dorothy came in from grocery shopping right as Sophia and Martha come in from Lydia's funeral. And I'm assuming...
Did you say labia?
They say labia?
Yeah.
From Lydia's... Labia's funeral. she could have... I mean, she had a... Maybe she was a giant labia. I don't know. Sorry. And so... Lydia comes in and she says a few things that are kind of off-putting. She's like... not off-putting, but like that sort of were foreshadowing towards what was gonna happen. And she said something like she looks so peaceful, like that's the way to go. Like, yeah, death is like the answer. Like something like to that extent. And she's also very British. She's got a full British accent.
She's got, yeah, she says things like I'm sad, so, or something. What did she say?
I'm so, so sad, or something
so
like that.
So terribly sad.
Yes.
Like it's, yeah.
It was a throwaway line, I think. Like, you can't, I mean, you just be sad. You have to say you're sad.
She's like a doily come to life.
she's a precious moment figurine.
Yeah.
One of the old the grandma ones. She was very all their friends are dying, that's what Sophia said, and you know, and also Sophia was wearing the same dress as Lydia, which
awkward.
Fashion faux pas. but do they put the dead in black? I don't know. I think they put them in...
They can, but not necessarily.
Yeah. I thought they just put them in, like, a nice...
Yeah, a nice outfit. Like, they wanna wear.
They're like, we want her to look like she's mourning, too.
Mm-hmm.
She's like sad for herself.
But maybe that was her best dress. Was her funeral dress? Oh, I mean, maybe. That's kind of sad, but like probably the event that you attend most when you're older is like funerals.
Yeah, I haven't been to a funeral older in a people. Long time. Yeah, I haven't been to a funeral in like forever. I think like maybe 8 years or so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we had to do a podcast when one of the local comics passed away and they had their funeral. We already booked it, and I was like, oh, he would have wanted us to be working.
he would have wanted us to record a Golden Girls podcast during his funeral.
Bless his heart, Bug. We miss you.
Yeah.
So then they're getting ready for the baby, and the baby, so this couple comes in. Well, they already brought the baby in at that point. There's like this giant carriage, very beautiful carriage, but it's very classic look. Like, yeah. It's not today's baby carriage.
Oh, it looked like a like what the British would call a pram.
Oh, is that what it's called?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
It looked like that baby carriage from Ghostbusters when that ghost was like coming down to steal that baby.
And the second one?
Yeah. The transgendered ghost. Is that what it was? It was a dude dressed as a woman, I think.
I'm trying to remember. I mean, it's hard to tell with ghosts.
Ghost.
It's hard to tell what gender. It's usually not the first question I ask with ghosts. Like, wait, you woman or man? Let's work this out.
I don't know. I'm in drug. I'm in drug ghostness. Sorry, guys. Puns. Okay. So, this couple, the guy, like, really seems to want to get away. He's just like, I booked these woods like ahead of time. I'm so happy.
I get the feeling that this was their first outing, like probably in like several months.
I think that they're probably just gonna go home and just not have a baby. Like,
yeah, which is probably why they're just like. Yeah. Not even like, we're going camping. They're like, we're just going to the woods.
And like, they didn't leave a phone number behind because they're going into the, like a random woods. And so like, they couldn't call them when like, spoiler alert, the baby got sick. And like, so there's like, no, they're in the woods. You can't get a hold of them. You can't.
They're lost to society.
Yeah, they're off the grid right now.
yeah, which, and I think they were just like, the husband was like, I think Rose made a comment about, oh, maybe you'll go into the woods and have another baby.
Yeah.
And the husband was like,
No.
No, all I packed was condoms.
Yeah, he just has like a bag full of condoms.
He's like, I'm wearing a condom right now.
They're just gonna like have condom sex like on a rock somewhere.
I wouldn't want my first outing without a baby to be camping.
No,
actually, my husband Jeff and I have discussed what we want for ourselves, and we've decided we're never going camping as a couple or with our child.
I support that. Unless it's like a cabin
and you
have everything. And you don't have to like put up a tent.
I'm happy with being woods adjacent. So, but I like Wi-Fi and showers and
I think like not sleeping if I on the was ground. Like dating a guy that really loved camping, then I would put up with it. But there wouldn't be a reason for me to go camping out on my own.
I think Jeff and I, like, in our Match.com profiles had both, like, under interest, like, not camping.
That was the first one. In caps. All caps. Oh, man. And they call a penis a winky. Rose did.
Scientific term for a little winky.
Because it's winking, because it's only got like
one eye.
It's permanently. Or you can make it wink. If you ever play with a penis, you can like make it talk. That's what I like to do that to guys. And they don't enjoy it. They're like, you're weird. And so they don't know the gender of the baby because like they just never discussed the gender of that child.
I don't even know like how they know these people. They don't even get into it.
They Rose said something. I caught something. She said this couple that I met at church or something, or that I don't know. They're some sort of religious.
I bet these couple. People are just like, oh, you'll take my baby for a weekend.
Take my baby, please.
Oh, we're best friends now.
My genderless baby. And so they pull the baby's diaper down and they just the pees on them.
They're trying to change the diaper. They're trying to change the diaper so they can
even though it's not dirty.
Yeah, which I agree with Blanche. Best time to change a diaper.
Just one.
Not dirty. Yeah.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah.
But then you're just wasting diaper. But that was a joke. Okay, so then the next scene after they get peed on was the dinner was with Martha. And Sophia is meeting Martha. She doesn't know why. She gets hit on by the concierge.
Maitre d'.
Yeah. Not the concierge. Could have been a hotel restaurant.
Yeah.
Very, very well could have been. And so it's a very fancy place. Martha's going all out. Like, she's ordering, like, super expensive drinks, super expensive food.
Harvey Wallbanger. Two of them.
Yeah.
And then filet mignon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So fancy.
Fancy. Fancy and not particularly good for you. You've got like a heart condition.
Yeah. So she's going out. This is like her last meal. Like death row kind of deal. Treat yourself. Because you're going to die. Well, she confesses to Sophia that she wants Sophia to be there when she kills herself because she doesn't want to die alone. She just is convinced that this is what she wants to do. It reminded me a lot of that Grace and Frankie episode.
Yeah, in the second season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, where their friend decides to end her life.
Roseanne's mom.
Oh yeah, that's right. It was Roseanne's mom.
Beverly Harris.
Yeah, playing a much cooler version of herself.
Yeah, I could not disconnect because I just know that character so well. She was, like, the best in that show.
Yeah.
So good. So it reminded me of that. But they actually, the difference was, in Grace and Frankie, they supported her decision. You know? And in this episode, it's like, this is not gonna fly. I don't know.
Well, I mean, like, kind of what Sophia kind of suspected that she maybe hesitated. I mean, it came on very suddenly, and she had a friend who died, you know, maybe she's thinking about it, but it seemed very sudden, and I mean, if someone came up to me and was like, yeah, I think I'm gonna kill myself, like, in 2 days.
What would you do?
Yeah, I'd try to see if there's any way I could talk them out of it.
Yeah, never had anybody, you know, unless it was a really shitty situation, you know, and they were going to die, like, if they had cancer. Mm-hmm. Because in Grace and Frankie, she had cancer.
Yeah.
She didn't. She was not healthy, but she wasn't diagnosed to die.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. She kind of went all out, though. And so, they cut to commercial, close-up of Sophia's face, just like, totally shocked. They finally got a table, which is great, even though there are tons of tables open. Okay, and so the next scene was, I wrote down Blanche playing a joke. the girl, the baby is sick.
baby is crying and sick. And
103 degrees?
103.2, which is crazy. Like, 104 is when, like, brain damage starts.
Yeah.
So it's pretty bad.
Yeah. They're not taking care of that baby. They just brought the... took the baby out of a cabinet and, like, okay, we need to put this somewhere for the weekend so we can go into the woods.
No, babies get sick.
Yeah.
They get sick.
They get sick a lot.
They get sick. Yeah. And so I think it's Dorothy has the idea to call Dr. Weston.
She wants to call Dr. Weston, and then Blanche is like, no, because I don't look good.
He's got this child that's got this crazy fever and is crying.
Yeah, and all she can think about is, like, getting some D. And, like, and then she's, like, called their actual pediatrician. So they did leave notes behind, like, who to call. Mm-hmm. So that's responsible of them. The only thing they did responsible. And then Rose goes to see who the pediatrician is, and it's Dr. Harry Weston.
Of course.
Because they all go to the same church.
Yes. Everyone in Miami goes to Dr. Harry Weston. He really does not have time for the Golden Girls shit. He's very busy.
He's very, very busy. He's got an empty nest.
He's got two adult daughters living with him.
Yeah.
He's got Dreyfus.
Yeah. His wife died, and...
He's got to walk on the beach. He's got an obnoxious neighbor.
What if his wife was Lydia? Or Labia?
I don't think she was.
No, because at that point, she's already dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. They just had the funeral way later. So they call, like, she gets ready, but I think there's another scene. They cut to the living room, and Blanche comes in, and she's, like, wearing this negligee.
Mm-hmm.
Super fancy. It was, like, lace with, like, silk, and lots of ruffles.
Yeah.
Very sexy. Very
over-the-top. Like, the fanciest night clothes we've seen.
Yeah. With,
With,
like, diamond earrings.
Yes. She looks like Elizabeth Taylor in The White Diamonds.
Wow, yes.
Which would have been around this time, so...
That would have been around that time, too. And so she comes in, and she's, like, ready to use this baby as prop, like, as a tool for her sexual escapades. And, like, she even asked the girls to leave the room, like, with the baby. So she can be alone with Dr. Harry Weston. Like, but it fails... Because the negligee reminded him of his mom's negligee. So, yeah. Yeah. You are negligent.
He's like, in that negligee. Brings up memories of my mom.
My mom, who beat me. And all she cared about was herself and not her son. And that's why I became a pediatrician. Right.
So, controversial theory.
You remind me of the thing I hate the most. Okay, and so then what happens? Okay, then it's hours later, and that's when the baby has an earache. That's what happened. Now, ear infection, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, baby has an ear infection. Just put some drops in its ears, and then I'll check tomorrow, you know? And then, like, the next scene, the baby's still crying. It's been hours. They can't get him to sleep. Rose decides to sing to the baby. So they sing Mr. Sandman.
Mm-hmm.
And they do this whole bomb thing, like... Bum, 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 bum. And then I love Dorothy's bum, 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 like, little, because her voice is so deep. Like, she had to take, is it the bass?
Yeah, she's a perfect bass.
Yeah. It was good. It was a good, different fluctuations, and it was good. I enjoyed it. So they sing Mr. Sandman, and the baby falls asleep, finally. But they do a whole dance thing. They do a whole rendition. And then Sophia catches them. And so, she can't sleep because she's been thinking about, helping Martha kill herself. So, so they go to the kitchen and they're basically, talking about, convincing her to not do it. And she says she's gonna help, right? She's I'm fucking, gonna help her. She just doesn't have anybody else and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's funny that we never see her, I don't think we see her. I'm pretty sure that she doesn't show up again. And then she's like, oh, we're gonna be friends forever.
Yeah, she changes her mind, next week.
That's what I was thinking, right after she just kills herself, she leaves.
No, I have the right idea. Have another filet mignon. And
Yeah. She has the filet mignon hold her hand.
Filet mignon, you're my best friend.
Filet mignon. Yeah, she said it.
Mignon. No, she didn't say the last N. Yeah.
She didn't say the N.
Yeah, it was so delicate.
Mignon.
Yeah, she is. Honestly, she's she's a little cucumber sandwich with the cuss cut off come to life. So precious.
I'm a little cucumber sandwich.
That's how she talks. That's the opposite of how she talks.
Yeah, that's the opposite. I'm a little cucumber sandwich. Oh my, I'm about to kill myself because nobody loves me. Oh, that's actually kind of sad.
Yeah, it's real sad.
It's real sad.
It's
sad. People do that all the time.
People do, yeah. No, and she just, she's worried about being in pain and dying alone.
She doesn't have anybody.
Yeah.
And it's, true, these women are living very different lives at their age. Mm-hmm. They're, living with friends and really enjoy their lives. Fulfilled with sex and adventure.
Sick babies.
She's I don't know, she's really
she needs her own Golden Girls.
There should be a Golden Girls app for older women to find the other older women to live.
A Tinder for a Golden Girls experience?
Yeah. What we call it, Goldener or something.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. They need to make this, or I will.
This is our, yeah.
So then, she says, I'm gonna do it. I think she says, I'm gonna do it, and she leaves. And then all the other girls are, kind of shocked. And there was a story, the Meanest Ventriloquist story, that Rose... That was a great story.
Ingmar von Bergman. Ingmar, it's so Scandinavian.
Yeah. somebody, a nurse she assisted suicide a man, but he could have not had been that person because there's a ventriloquist next to him in the hospital that... that's so mean. To get someone to die. By throwing your voice. Kill me. What was that?
I don't know.
Some electricity shit going on.
Oh. Our room is haunted.
Oh, because maybe it's that ghost. Oh. The meanest ventriloquist. Turn around quickly. His lips are moving. That's what he said. Okay. So the next scene is she shows up. Sophia shows up to Martha's house, which is a lovely house.
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, Martha went, she was shocked that she came. She was like, oh my god, you showed up. What the fuck? Like, and she said, I told you I would. And so she bought a diamond ring. Was it a diamond ring or something?
Yeah.
She went and got like an expensive ring and then gave it to Sophia as a.
She got it on one knee.
Yeah.
She's like, will you murder me?
I do. She does like a
flash. Yes, yes, 1,000 times, yes.
She does like a flash mob, like, proposal video.
God, those are the words.
It's like, what's that Marry Me song? Like, but it said it's a murder me. I want you to murder me. I forget how it goes. But, yeah, and so, so she gives her a ring. She bought without the money she doesn't have, which is fantastic. And then Sophia just like really does this great speech, like award winning, like, remember to live. Like, do you remember? You need to remember better. Remember wanting to live? Like, and she really talks her into not killing herself. She was about to kill the pill. She was just like after saying hi, they sat down and they're like, okay, well, ready to do it. I'm going to kill myself, you know?
Yeah.
It was really
good. Well, that's how, sometimes it's hard to get into it. It's hard to get into killing
yourself.
I guess. I would assume.
You can't really segue.
Well, anyways.
Into suicide. Speaking of suicide, I'm going to kill myself real quick.
Wait, do I lay down sheets? I don't know. What's the easiest way?
I would have done it in bed.
Yeah.
They're just sitting on a couch. Mm-hmm. Couch death. No. No one wants to die on a couch. Not die on a bed. Okay. So, like, isn't that illegal also to help someone kill themselves?
It was illegal at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think in some states now it's legal. Like, it just became legal in California.
Okay. That's good to know.
Yeah, as a resident of California,
yeah.
you can help someone kill themselves. Yay. If you want to.
Dr. Kevorkian DeSemito. So then she says to her, like, you can hang out with us, you can come over every Friday, you can come over Thanksgiving and Christmas. I might not be there. She's like, you can hang out with Blanche. That's a pity invite. But she's like, yeah, I'll do it. She's like, I can tell that you're not ready because I see your tears. You're not completely
ready. Well, Sophia's crying.
And she never cries.
And then Lydia's crying. Mm-hmm. No, I'm sorry. Not Lydia. Martha.
Lydia's ghost is crying. She's like, don't kill yourself. Oh, kill yourself so you be my friend.
Martha's like, yeah. So she's got this, like, Sophia senses their hesitation.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's like, you know, you can't take this back.
Yeah.
You won't, you know, if you regret it in a day and a half,
you can't because you're dead.
Yeah.
And so they hug and they're going to become best friends. More than friends, best friends. And so the next scene, I think the baby's still there. Yeah, the baby's still there. She comes in to the living room, to the kitchen, and they're like, yeah, I helped her out. I helped her not kill herself, and now I left her alone. Like,
like, disaster averted.
Yeah. She could have spent the night. She could have, you know, I don't know.
Well, wasn't it at night? I mean, wasn't it, like, the next morning?
Was it the next morning?
I think it was the next morning, actually, because I think that's when the couple was coming to, like,
Oh, yeah.
Pick up the baby. Because it was, like, light outside.
So they, like... So this took place within 2 days?
I think all within a weekend. Yeah.
Yeah, this is a weekend episode. Okay. So, it's daytime. She goes straight to the baby. Everyone leaves the baby alone, like, behind. Because Sophia's in the room. Sophia's in the room. Let's all leave. And the baby.
Yeah, we're all done with this baby. So cried all the time.
And she, like, hugs the baby and kisses it and says something sweet. Like, you're gonna be amazing. What did she say? I forgot.
It was something life-affirming. It was like, something like, remember how life is precious.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, remember that life is... She's, like, but forceful with that baby, though. But it looks like
she's gonna choke
it. Yeah, yeah, we were both looking on with concern.
Because she was, like, shaking. She's like, if I can't kill someone today, it's gonna be you.
I'm gonna get a little rough with this baby. Yeah, I... And she the baby starts crying because it's like, she like picks it up and she like almost shakes it a little.
I know.
It's not good. Like
the baby's fussing. The
baby's like, oh no, something not good is happening. I've been
the
sick.
The baby can tell she's a murderer. It can feel the murder in her soul. She really did kill Martha. She like chokes her. She's like, I choked Martha to death. I'm going to choke you. And I kept the ring. She's like, hey, ring is mine. You gave it to me. Now you have to pay it off. She has to get like 3 jobs. All right. Oh, I think we did it. Yay! That was a quick one.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Mr. Winky. Okay, so this... How far are we ahead? Paladino Marisol. So this comes out October 19th.
Okay.
Do you have any shows coming up, Genevieve?
Yeah, I run a festival called Bird City Comedy Festival, as you might know. And we just got named Best of Phoenix.
Yay!
One of the best comedy festivals out of, I think, 3 festivals in Arizona, maybe. But it's very nice. Submissions should be open very soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you're a comedian, if you're an improv group, sketch group, yeah, get at me. BirdCityComedyFestival.com. So
you do it, guys. Yeah. It is so much fun. There was no negative feedback whatsoever for this festival, except for some haters out there. You know, there's some haters.
And one guy that tried to steal a pass. and then complained that people were rude to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he tried to sneak in.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. we had a good time. And then I'm also doing the very last fire stage before Firehouse Gallery closes for good.
For the 10th time.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no. That's going to be on October 30th. So
Halloween.
Yeah, it should be great. Should be very fun. I may or may not be wearing a costume, so... Yeah. And you can...
You have to wear a costume.
Obligated by law.
Yeah.
And I'm at Genevieve Rice on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Yay. So check out Genevieve. And I'm at Anthony DeSimito on Twitter and Instagram. On October 20th, I'll be in Palmdale. I'll be featuring for Alicia Cooper, a friend of the show. I don't know where exactly in Palmdale, but she just told me Palmdale. And so...
You're just going to show up to Palmdale and be like, where's comedy?
Just stand in the middle of like the outdoor mall and start telling jokes. That's how we do it, guys. And on October 26th, I'm going to be, I think, hosting or opening for Eric Schwartz at the Irvine Improv.
Very nice.
And that's going to be lots and lots of fun. So come out. Come out, friends. Come out. I don't even know if this show's going on, so I'm not going to promote it. But
fuck you, show. I don't know.
Fuck you, show. I don't know what's happening. Okay, and along with our own individual Twitters, the podcast also is a Twitter, and it's at TIFFBAP. It's at Thank You For Being a Podcast, but as an acronym. Also at TIFFBAP, TYFBAP, on Instagram. You can follow us on Facebook, TuneIn Radio, and any other, and listen to us on Stitcher, iTunes, or any other platform you use to listen to us today. Music is by Brian Kokernak and Mike Dennison. The next episode, if you're following along, is Season 5, Episode 8. And I forget the title, but we can make one up.
Not another Tuesday.
Not another Tuesday, guys. Not another manic Tuesday. Oh. All right. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And have a beautiful day and or night. Yay.
Gonna stuff a chicken.
Gonna stuff the chicken.
Like my mama taught me.
Like my mama taught me.
Gonna take the chicken down to Mississippi.